K4OSN, this is K4LXN. How copy, over?
Well, I can hear you just fine, Tracy. K4OSN.
Roger, roger. Now you sound different on this thing, but anyway, there you go. So this is coming in from, it's supposed to be that 224 repeater. Oh, link to Echo Link. So I think that's pretty cool. Back to you.
Seems to be working quite good. I just gotta, I guess, tweak a few things in this, because the little bar when you talk isn't going over too far.
Well, I don't use it on the computer. I use it on the tablet, because I would have to dig out my microphone and headset for the computer. But on the tablet, it has everything built in, so it's a lot easier. And from what I understand, I tweaked it pretty good, so it should sound decent. Over.
Okay, well, I just fixed the one thing, so don't say Pixel 6 Pro user anymore. A couple other things got to be fixed, apparently. I don't know if, you know, I'm probably using the mic and the phone. I should be using my Bluetooth.
I don't know. I haven't used it through the phone, so all I've been using it, well, I did it one time, but it just cost me a little bit too much. So I went with the tablet, and I did download it on the computer, and I was able to find an Echolink one on the 224. So anyway, give it that use on that 1.25, we'll be doing pretty good. Back to you.
Yeah, it's definitely different. Oh, wow. There goes my bird. I hope you can't hear her. She's going crazy in there right now. But, yeah, it's only like the, I don't know, fifth or sixth time I've used this. And most of the time was like to talk to Philip up there in Frederick, Maryland. W3ICF, I think. Yeah, that guy we were speaking to that day. Because I used to get on air all the time when I lived up there.
Roger that. Well, like I said, most of the time I've used it is when I'm talking to Rich on the Chesapeake repeater on the 150. And we get a lot of static usually if I'm on the regular 2 meter. So I go right to the Echo Link, and he says this sounds a heck of a lot better. But every once in a while, that repeater will act up, and who knows what will happen. Back to you.
Well, that's interesting that it does weird out on you. This one, you sound great on this. I don't know. It sounds way better than even on the radio. So apparently you're on your tablet, I think you said. Apparently that's working quite well for you.
Well, the program is Android-driven, and this is an Android tablet, so that helps a lot. And right now I got it plugged up. I charged it for a little bit so I can get the thing to come on, but it's at 24%, and it's in the charge mode, too. So at least I'm above the area where I can at least use it. But we finally got all those holes drilled and everything in that, in all those different pieces I needed. But I set that one on there on top of that piece that was going to hold it. And I'm going to have to do some modifications to that. So, anyway, it's still a work in progress, but I got an idea how I can fix it pretty much. Back to you.
Well, I guess as long as it's fixed by the day you got to use it, what's it, the 17th, you'll be good. Yeah, because that is sort of crazy. You know, you got a little messed up on that other one. You know, you get the table and all, wasn't able to use it.
Anyway, we'll get it all worked out. And believe me, we'll get to use that table. Because that's where I'm going to put the radio on and the battery and all the rest of that stuff. So we'll be able to use that just fine. Well, Rachel's got breakfast coming in, so I'm going to get off this thing for now. And then it's pretty interesting. I'm just glad that we can go on this 1.25 deal and utilize it, because I'm sure there's not a whole lot of people that do, but you never know. Anyway, take care. KE4OSN, this is K4LXN. We're going to go to breakfast. I'll listen for your last. Back to you.
Okay, Tracy. I don't know if you're up and about. I got to go pick Louise up about. Well, I got to leave here about 11:30, and we'll probably go to Walmart or something to kill some time, because she don't have to be at her radiation until 2:45. But you know, somewhere in between 11:30 this morning and 4:00 this afternoon, I'll be in and out on the repeater. So hopefully you'll be up and about. We can talk on there. Okay, have a good breakfast, and I'll talk to you a little later. KE4OSN.
KE4OSN clear. Take care.
Morning, Tom. You got me for just a minute here in the car. K2RCL.
What's on the phone number lately? Anyways, it's been a while, buddy. Here's a Snap-on truck down here. Your competition, huh?
Would be Patrick's competition. Yeah, it's Russell on this end.
I thought about that after I said it. We were traveling by there, this little mechanic shop up here by Lake Cunningham, and saw that there. And I always think of Patrick, and my mistake. Well, it's an absolutely gorgeous morning. We can see the mountains real pretty over the top of the 400 condos and houses, but they are beautiful. I hope they don't let them start building up there.
The way Greenville's growing, they ain't no telling. They'll probably put houses on top of houses for too much longer.
You know who don't run the economy. And Bernice said he was praising the fact that gas prices were going higher this morning. I guess that's because he rides around in a great big Cadillac that he rides in that's free, that we're paying for. Oh, my. My neighbor bought him a little bitty car for $300 the other day, and he's driving it to work because it cost him $220 to fill up his Dodge four-wheel drive the other day.
We used to fill our little car up for, I don't know, about $20-$21 when it was just about sitting on empty. And I stopped and got three-quarters of a tank of gas the other day, and it was $38. It's ridiculous.
I remember rightly, get my head back on, you're the one that has the real good gas mileage Honda hybrid, don't you?
Couple of different vehicles. We got the little Kia Soul. That's what I usually run around in. It gets the best gas mileage, and then a V8 Dakota and a V8 Dodge truck. So both of them usually set most of the time. They don't get drove much. Too much cost in fuel.
One morning, and they had a real good hybrid. Dave, DJW's got a good hybrid. He's got an Avalon. It does great. We have a 2011 Avalon we're in today, and Bernice is with me, and passing the horse ranch down here right across from where Dave lives presently, in Silver Ridge. Excuse me, I'm a little hoarse, I got a sore throat. But, boy, he got great mileage out of that. In town, this is a big car. We get all 20, 22 miles a gallon. Usually, But on the highway, we can get 34 to 36 along in that area at the best, I think, about 34. But around here, if we go on a trip, it's usually up to the casino once or twice a year, and that's about it. We don't travel a lot. And when you're driving 70 miles an hour or so up in the mountains, that cuts her down to, about 28. There's always something else there that enters into the problem, you know, because if you got to keep up with the traffic or you keep from getting run over, well, you're not going to get as much gas mileage.
100% correct on that, and it all depends on who's sitting in the driver's seat. If they got a smaller foot on their right foot, they can usually get a little better fuel mileage, but if you got a big foot, well, you know, you just go with the flow. But then again, I don't do it for the gas mileage. I like that sound when I mash it to the floor and it goes well, Tom, listen, it was great talking with you this morning. I was glad to get on here for a minute, but I have destinated up here at a fire department, and I'm going to go in here and get some lights put in. And I will be back at some point today, but you and Miss Bernice have a wonderful day. Enjoy this cool weather while we got it. I'll say 73s, and catch you on the next time.
Okay, Russell. Well, I haven't been on as much lately. Too much QRM and et cetera. So hopefully we can be on here more and learn more about you. And pleasure's all mine. And great to talk to you this morning. You have a good day and a safe day, sir. This is NZERO TR Clear.